I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. You know, one thing you may not know about Charlie Hebdo is what the word Hebdo means. It's short for hebdomadaire, the French word for weekly, as in a weekly magazine, and it has been a week since the attacks on Charlie Hebdo and a week since its last issue came out. Today, in the face of continuing threats, a new issue of Charlie Hebdo is on the racks and newsstands. Well, not anymore. It sold out really quick. The World's Leo Hornack is in Paris. Did you get one, Leo?
Well, if you just listen to this. I am holding in my hands the BBC Paris Bureau's only copy. It is a treasured item in this office. I had to sign it out with the Bureau chief when I came in. He wants it given back personally to him and locked up in his briefcase. But yes, it's here. I'm holding the memorial copy.
Yeah, what's on the cover? Tell us what you're seeing.
So what's on the cover is a picture of the Prophet Muhammad holding a Je suis Charlie sign in his hands, and he's got tears falling from his eyes, and above that is tout est pardonné, meaning all is forgiven.
You know, I was looking at eBay a few minutes ago, and it seems there's a lot of people just buying this copy, either as a collector's item to stick away for a rainy day or try and resell it. But for the most part, do you find that people are buying it because they support Charlie Hebdo and their form of satire, or because it's a moment to just reaffirm French freedom of expression?
I think there's a sense of this is a moment, a memorial moment, a souvenir moment. And I think many non-Muslim French people are buying it in the same spirit they went on that huge march on Sunday, a sense of solidarity and defending what is seen as the, you know, profound values of the French Republic. I think that Muslim French people feel possibly a little more mixed feelings and a bit more ambiguous.
Yeah, how are French Muslims responding to this issue, this publication of Charlie Hebdo today?
Well, I mean, this whole week I've been speaking to, you know, quite a wide range of French citizens of all backgrounds. And I had a quick chat with a few of the people of Muslim background who I've spoken with. And quite a few of the people who were in favour of the march said, if I had a copy in front of me in my shop, I would still buy it. But I spoke to some more people I'd met originally outside the Grand Mosque of Paris. And one of the younger students I'd originally met there, she told me she feels very differently. Although she abhors terrorism, she told me, she said that she feels it's a repeated insult when on this most important edition, which is supposed to bring people together and bring the French nation together, there is yet again a picture as a caricature of the Prophet Muhammad, and she sees this as a kind of rubbing salt in the wounds rather than being a unifying gesture.
So, Leo, now you've been in Paris a few days. Has the mood changed a lot there since when you arrived last week?
What I would say is that in the last week, it's been obviously sort of historic week for France as a whole. And in the last couple of days, particularly since the march, and maybe also on this day when this huge kind of rush for this special edition has happened at all the shops, there is a different mood. It's a lot calmer. Things seem a bit more relaxed. Just little indications, like over the weekend, all the flags in public buildings were at half mast. They're no longer hanging at half mast, for example. Now, I wouldn't say things have returned to normal, but things are beginning to feel a little bit less tense. And there is a sense of resolution coming, partly from the march, and maybe partly from this special edition, which has given people a sense of something they can do. They can go out and buy, or they can go out and march. Something they can do to make their feelings felt.
The World's Leo Hornack speaking with me from the BBC's Paris Bureau. Now let's turn to Vivian Walt, Time magazine's correspondent in the French capital. She also managed to score a copy of today's new Charlie Hebdo.
Well, it's not quite as in your face as many of the Charlie Hebdo issues are in the past. It's much more of a kind of cry of grief and an homage to slain colleagues and a reflection on the week. I mean, it just seems like 16 pages of raw emotion.
I mean, we heard from our friend Leo Hornack about the cover. Tell us about a few of the more provocative or poignant cartoons in the new edition that kind of struck you.
Well, the issue is divided between new cartoons and old cartoons. And there were a couple that really struck me. The one that just seems to be so on point at the moment was done by the cartoonist Kabu. And it shows a government unemployment office with a white woman behind the desk and three young men of color with Kalashnikovs over their back. And it basically is a job fair, if you like, for jihadists, French jihadists. And there they are with their rifles over their shoulders. And she's saying to them, oh, do you want a job as a security guard in the supermarket? It just seemed like such a telling comment about the French government's inability to keep track of some of the more menacing elements within their midst, and also the disconnect between these different segments of French society.
Yeah, I mean, there's this kind of defiant, we will publish whatever we want to publish in France right now. And at the same time, more than 50 people have been detained for anti-Semitism and hate speech and glorifying terrorism. It feels like round up the usual suspects. Do people in France see a contradiction?
You hear the contradiction from outside more than inside, I have to say. And one of those that they have picked up this morning was Dieudonné, who is France's most notorious comedian. His one-man acts sell out weeks in advance in a theater in the middle of Paris, actually a short walk from the Charlie Hebdo offices. And he makes jokes about the Holocaust, makes jokes about Jews. His lawyer today actually pointed out the irony of the fact that his humor is very much the same as Charlie Hebdo's humor. Perhaps their targets are a little different, but the fact is that they're both kind of tearing down sacred cows and aiming to insult. And this is sort of provoking a fairly complicated debate in France over freedom of speech and what the limits are to freedom of speech.
And what did this comedian Dieudonné actually do to get the defending terrorism charge?
He posted on his Facebook page, which, by the way, has millions of followers, a comment which said, "Tonight, as far as I'm concerned, I feel like Charlie Koulibaly." The Charlie, of course, was for Charlie Hebdo, and Koulibaly was for Amedy Koulibaly, the gunman who killed a policewoman and then four hostages in a kosher supermarket. Very much like Koulibaly, Dieudonné is the offspring of West African immigrants and therefore felt some identification with him. And the Charlie reference was because he felt like he too was a comedian who criticizes all religions and who is highly controversial.
There is another French satirical periodical called Le Canard Enchaîné. Apparently they've been getting threats. What about Charlie Hebdo's surviving staff? Are they at all concerned now going forward publishing anything?
You know, I think that they are now catching their breath, having put out this unbelievable issue. I don't think they quite know what the future is, but they addressed reporters on Tuesday in a very emotional press conference in which they essentially admitted that they were emotionally quite strung out and that it had taken all that they could muster to put out this issue today. And I think that they don't quite know which way to go. The editor-in-chief told reporters yesterday, there will be a future, but we don't know what it will be.
Vivian Walt with Time Magazine, speaking with me from Paris. Thank you as always, Vivian.
You're welcome.